Here's some encouragement. It's from James chapter 5, verse 16. The prayer of a righteous man or woman is powerful and effective. Now, let's unpack the righteous part. It doesn't mean that you're perfect. It doesn't mean you have it all together. There are some parts in Scripture that say our lifestyle can hinder our prayers. For example, if you're not kind and compassionate towards people who are poor, or if a husband and wife are not, you know, in reconciliation together, that can affect prayers. And God wants us to have faith when we pray and to trust Him when we pray. And if you hold grudges against other people, that, again, can affect your prayers. It's not a formula. It's not like if one of those things happens, then for 4 days your prayers won't be answered. It's not that specific. Prayer is relational. But just know that that verse highlights a pure lifestyle, one where forgiveness is asked for, received, and then praying in faith. When we do that, then powerful and effective. And I'm convinced that the devil wants to discourage and basically give you the message that your prayers are unimportant. They don't really reach heaven. They don't change things. You're not good at prayer. All these lies that, you know, bombard us, and we just feel like our prayers don't make a difference. But that's not true. That's not what God's word says. Your prayers are powerful and they're effective. That means that your prayers bring healing in a nation. Your prayers bring healing in a family. Your prayers, God provides through those prayers. So why does God choose to use prayer? So that our faith is built up, so that we know we're relying on Him. We can't do it on our own. So I encourage you today, have confidence, not because you're so awesome, but have confidence in God's word, that your prayer is powerful, it's effective, it doesn't just hit the ceiling and come back. If there's anything that's off in your relationship with God, repent today, turn to Him, receive forgiveness, and that your prayers may just flow out of that love for God. And God hears those prayers. And they don't have to be long and wordy and theological, but those prayers from deep places, God hears, they're powerful, they're effective, because God says so, and God's the one who's answering your prayers.